story somewhere there. Maybe a shorty, but I don't know. We can have our maybe a discussion, or we just show it. Possible scenario. Where you find that if it is through a moment of clarity, big picture seen from above, or whatever, we can show it. Where you have a Europe, and maybe it's Pio talking, the one I grew up in, the one I know, the one I was traveling through, exploring as a youth, and it seems to me that maybe all that is left of it now, intact, is Russia. Yes, Russia was always part of Europe. The eastern part of Europe there before Asia started. And we read the Russian authors, Dostoevsky, Tolstoy, and so on, and admired their stories and the depth. You have the Tsar fighting the Swedish kings, and among all these other nations who slugged it out somehow through history. But now the picture is another one, and it's getting clearer and clearer to see. Once you go up in your mental drone and look from above the narrative written by journalists, working for the big corporations and governments, saying whatever needs to be said. Whatever they are told to say. The narrative, it's called. It even has a name. And yes, it's powerful. It can rule people's minds. And make them blind to not see reality, which is a Western Europe that has fallen into the hands of some powers, not from the East, but from somewhere there in the West. And the entire Europe has transformed from a number of interesting countries with their own cultures and histories. To an area of colonies working for some empire. Yes, we even hear that word now, the empire. It's not democracy. But they have managed to engrave that word deeply into our minds, that we live in the world of the free and democratic. And they don't even mind that free speech is disappearing. When you get carried away by police, if you hold up a protest sign, if you hold a demonstration, which we did as freely back when I was young, the right for people to walk on the street and demonstrate for what they think is right and wrong, that's a pillar of democracy. And now, in a way that would make George Orwell envious, and the 1984 story bleak. This is all going on. These pillars are being removed one after another. But the big majority of people in Europe not even seeing it, thinking themselves to be on the side of the good and the free. Who are now talking war against the evil ones in the East. Who are not talking war. Who are talking cooperation to make nations or countries wealthy and happy and secure for the citizens, just the way it used to be in Europe. But now those as I hear being said, don't take it from me, that the big precedents there, or prime ministers, France, Germany, Britain, they care less about their own countries and their own people than about following the lords who are dictating to them what to do. And of course, when your country, when your empire is going down and chaos starts to reign in society, in your society, they will blame you. The more and more the facade cracks and the citizens see the truth, the reality, because truth and reality prevails. Illusions crack sooner or later. Then you won't be popular. You will lose their influence, their power over the people. There will be revolution, maybe. So what is the best thing to do? Of course, it is to be attacked by a grand evil enemy that we shall now together mobilize and fight and defeat for freedom, for goodness, for our families, for you and for me. Of course, we've seen it before in history. And the leaders go off to their mansions. Where they have their nuclear shelters and everything for their families and friends. And their citizens are not turning against them, but against the evil enemy, the one with the Hitler mustache. And they now start to work together. Yes, we have to work together to defeat our enemy. And the military industry is booming and flowering. And yes, maybe the country is losing, is sinking, is becoming poor, but that's because of the evil enemy. So we have to take that. Yes, patriotic, honorable citizens, you may have to get ready to take that. Even your sons and daughters are getting killed in the war against the evil forces. We've heard it before, we've seen it before. And well, some may say, and I may agree, that this is karma, this is the way it is. And, well, there's nothing to do we can do about it, some say. But this is what I do. At least that we, the people, people of these countries, we're good people who don't want war, who don't want destruction, who are not mad with greed for power and profits. At least we don't fall for it. At least we don't get cheated, fooled. And why does it matter? Because we might find ourselves cheated and fooled into having to sacrifice the lives of our children and our beloved ones and our own. For some raving psychopaths on drugs. That's where we are at today. Where are our noble, moralic, honest, righteous leaders? Who show understanding, tolerance, and who are serving their people, who are actually doing their job. To manage their countries properly. So they're not falling apart by crime, drug abuse, destruction of the environment, exploitation by great global powers sucking out our natural resources, leaving our land scarred for hundreds of years. Leaving people homeless, pensioners, starving. At least, and I see it as my own personal responsibility towards myself and God and my fellow beings here, to at least try to be real, to see reality, to not be fooled, to stay wise. And to help others do so too. And who knows? Well, after all, we are the people, we are the majority, we are the ones doing the heavy lifting and hard work. Not those punks up there on the thrones. So they are depending on us. And if we sit here and say, what can we do? This is our destiny has made it. Let's just have another drink. As even Kajakalas recommends us to do. Then, well, maybe that's what they want us to do.